You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the IPSA World Lion Games 2023 here in Birmingham. And I'm joined by Matt Clayton, who is the Chief Executive of Blind Sports Australia, and he's also the chef de mission for the IPSA World Games. Matt, before we talk a little bit about how the games have been, could you just give me a little brief overview of what Blind Sports Australia is all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So Blind Sports Australia, look, our core role is to grow participation across a whole range of sports. We've got around 23, 24 sports in Australia, which people are actively engaged in. So trying to increase opportunities to get people to participate, but then grow pathways so that they can come to a games like this or go to the Paralympic Games or just find the level that they want. So that's a lot of the work that we do.
And Australia is obviously quite a big country. Is that just across the whole of Australia or is it concentrated in certain areas?
Yeah, across the whole country. So you're right, it's a big country. So for us, the challenge is always getting into regional areas. So we've done a lot of work over the last couple of years around looking at new markets. So for us, little state of Tasmania, which is actually where I'm from, we've actually got programs up and going there and been able to grow that from a base of nothing to a couple of core programs that are constantly going. So we're looking at more programs. So we're working in regional Australia in Indigenous communities in Northern Territory. So yeah, a lot of the work we're trying to do is get us across the whole country. So we have state members across all the country now, and then also have members of ours who are sports themselves.
And you've had quite a big team here at the World Blind Games here in Birmingham.
We have. We've got an overall team of around 90 people. So athletes numbers are around 60. And about 30 coaches, support staff, etc.
And how's the team been doing over this week? Because they're actually talking really on the last day as the finals, we've got finals of the tennis going on behind us. But how have the team been doing sort of generally over the championships?
Yeah, look, they've been doing really well. So for most, a lot of our athletes, it's around delivering personal bests and finding where they are. So we've had new athletes in sports such as powerlifting who've come to their first ever games as an athlete. We've had three new judokas who've taken part in judo, so that's been exciting to see where they sit on the global stage. But then we've had our women's blind cricket team who played in the final yesterday at Edgbaston. We had our first powerlifting medal, which started our medal tally off the other day, and currently in the process of we've won three gold this morning in blind and low vision tennis, so exciting with potentially some more this afternoon with our doubles.
Well, we'll see how that goes on. And as chef de mission, how's the games been going? You know, because you're obviously heavily much involved in the organisation of it all.
Yeah, look, it's been fantastic. I've explained to a few people the first 4 or 5 days are running on adrenaline as people arrive, making sure they get settled, are comfortable, orientate themselves around the village and the centres. And then the next 5 days are getting out and about. And I think my record so far is 5 sports in a day. So it's been a challenge, but it's been so worth it. It's been fantastic.
And what do you think your sort of, I suppose, the main sort of outcome of the games as chef de mission? I mean, what do you want the games to sort of achieve and feedback and take back to the countries that are involved?
Yeah, look, we've been really clear. For us, it's been very much around inspiring the next generation of athletes to come through. So those who are emerging now and also moving forward. So I think the last few games that we've had teams go to, we've had an overall team of around 20 people, that's athletes and support staff. So the fact we've had 90 come to these games, we want to continue having opportunities for people to see that they can be involved. And it doesn't always need to be international, but to see that there are sports out there. We've had so many people ask us around sports that they've heard of for the first time. So we've had people asking us around Showdown, which people have never heard of in Australia before. So it's a great opportunity to expose that and people to say, well, that's something I want to get involved in.
And the fantastic thing about these games is not only the fantastic sport and all the competition, but it's also been the activation zone for people to have a go at various different blind and partially sighted sports. I've had a go at a few of them and it's been quite exciting and quite interesting to have a go at some sports that I've never tried. But that's a really good part of the games.
Oh, look, it is. And as I said, because we have 23 different sports we have on the go at the moment, but so the fact we don't have Showdown and other sports which people aren't involved in, it's fantastic to have more exposure because, yeah, there are so many different pathways out there and different things that people get involved in. So an activation zone is a great way for people to try that. So I know people in our teams have been saying, well, let's give Showdown a go. Let's get a couple of tables in Australia and get that going.
That'd be fantastic to see. And any chance of maybe Australia hosting the IPSA World Blind Games in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've actually got one of our board members who's travelled across with us, and a lot of the work that he's been doing is understanding what the pitfalls are, but also some of the great opportunities that come out from the games. what's involved in organising it. So we've had a lot of meetings with different delegates. Look, we'd love to look at, I'd say 2031 being in a position, which is a year before the Brisbane Paralympic Games in Australia, to be able to look at hosting. So that's sort of a bit of a small aim for us to be able to look at hosting at that period.
Well, that'd be fantastic if that does happen. And if not, we'll probably see some of your athletes at the Paralympics in Paris next year.
Yeah, we certainly hope so.
Well, Matt, thank you very much indeed for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much, Abby.